Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello, hello, Shannon, hello.
Hello.
What's going on, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's the Friday show. You're ending your week, right? With the only show you need to end your week with. Come on now. Is there any other shows that are on Friday mornings? Probably not, right?
No, I think we're it.
All those other morning shows, yeah, they're all fucking lazy. There's no morning show. We're the only Friday morning show in the fucking world that's worth anything. The Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Yay. Yeah. Very excited for today's show. Very excited. We have two incredible guests, as always. A lot to talk about. There's some fun topics today. Me and Shannon every morning, we get on a little a phone call and we go over all the beats of what's going to be on the show today.
While you're shitting.
While I'm shitting. Sometimes I am shitting.
You're shitting more than you let on.
Well, how do you know?
Because I've been with her while you do it and she's like, I think he's pooping.
Really, Shannon? Do you think I'm pooping sometimes?
I feel like most of the time you're in the car.
Sometimes.
Because I hear you cursing about other drivers.
I do, but sometimes I curse about the poop like it's another driver.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Like,
you black bastard. Come on now.
That was good.
All right. Look, we have an incredible show planned, as always. Let's fucking get into it. You guys know him from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Hilarious comedian. Watched him fucking lay it down last night at the stand. Derek Gaines is back on the show.
Fellas, always a good time.
What's up, kid? He was telling me he's not a morning guy.
I'm not.
Because I walked in, but it wasn't just you. It was literally everybody. It was like a holding cell at Central Bookings. Like, everyone had, like, a look like you were waiting.
Me, Chris, and Derek were there?
Also, from the High Society radio show here on the Gas Digital Network and the Notes of a Goon on the Harrington Podcast Studios, ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Brooklyn's here.
What's going on, guys?
Chris Faga, Chris from Brooklyn. So on podcasts, are you Chris Faga? And then in stand-up, you're Chris? Or, I'm sorry, in podcasts, you're Chris from Brooklyn?
Sure. I really do everything really Faga. Stupid and ass backwards is what it is at the end of the day, guys.
Gotta get with the fucking
problem. I'm also not a morning guy.
No one's a morning guy. Well, should we not do a morning show? Should we make this an evening show? I mean, guys.
Midday? Go back to noon. I've been trying to get you guys to go back to noon for years.
I feel like 11 a.m. it's a good time to fucking, you know, 8 a.m. West Coast time. That's when people are driving to work, right? 11 a.m. Everyone should be, you should be 2 or 3 hours into your day right now.
Yeah, I should be.
You should have already completed 3 to 4 goals today. What is going on with you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck wants to be up with people and, like, outside when people are going to work and shit? It's the worst.
Yeah.
Especially if I ain't got to go to work during the day. I don't work during the day. Only some days, like when I'm slated for shit. But for the most part, I'll be home eating cereal.
That's a good life. What's your favorite cereal?
My go-to is still Cinnamon Toast Crunch because, I went to oat milk, and oat milk passed all the Cinnamon Toast Crunches and Captain Crunch tests. The viscosity of oat milk is okay. Every other milk is shitty.
Well, yeah, with the exception of almond milk is thin,
you know,
right?
Whole milk.
Almond milk stinks. Yeah.
Whole milk is great.
Whole milk is the quintessential cereal milk.
Are you not doing regular milk?
Yeah, I don't do dairy anymore.
You know what? Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What You Snacking On?
I love the double drum pedal in metal. The double kick drum. I always like the double bass drum. I've always liked that. Very skilled.
It is. So what are you snacking on? Tell me. What? So your breakfast cereal. You don't do milk.
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm getting. I got off dairy.
Okay. And just for health purposes.
Yeah. Kind of fucks with. Just saw what the cows go through. On the documentary sounds. Oh,
see,
like,
this is your problem.
Yeah.
This is everyone's problem. I refuse to watch any food documentaries. I'm not no, the no. whole. It's a, if you see it on Netflix, be like, oh, the fucking the secret behind the cheese burgers. Industry.
I still eat burgers from time to time, but it's like, you know, you got to wean yourself off. So I pick milk first.
Milk.
Beef will happen probably, but yeah, I don't really eat burgers like that. But yeah, I don't do milk.
But what if you want to have a cookie?
You know, almond milk is. I mean, oat milk is good for that.
Oat milk is solid for a latte. I'll do an oat milk latte.
Yeah,
I can see it with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, not for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oat milk, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The viscosity of oat milk is the closest, is the most synonymous to regular milk.
We might have to do a milk taste test. We did this on YKWD podcast with my son's mother's breast milk.
Wow.
Years ago. We were like, we want to see if we could taste the difference between all the different types of milk. So we had oat milk, almond milk, whole milk, and human breast milk.
Hmm.
And
there's some cashew milk in there. Fuck with it.
Cashew, yeah, that's crazy.
There's cashew milk.
Cashew milk is like $35 per pint.
It's pretty wild.
It's crazy.
That's rich people milk right there.
I mean,
right? How much could they
possibly squeeze out of a cashew?
Out of a fucking cashew.
You ever see how much fruit there is around one cashew? You ever watch any of those videos? It's
no.
like a giant fruit like this big to get one nut out of it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's why they're so fucking expensive.
They are very, very expensive. I would never even tried. I would have died. The first people, did they just die? Poisonous bears? Not poisonous bears. They said to eat it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Who figured out how to cook meat?
I don't know. My girlfriend.
I think for years much. People just have constant diarrhea while they ate raw meat. Or did we have the enzymes for that?
Well, there's all those things.
Somebody figured out how to cook it.
Back in the 1800s, diarrhea was a death sentence.
Yeah.
Like now, you know, it's nothing. It's just
I just want to know the first person that was like, oh, you can eat these. And then somebody's like, have you tried setting it on fire?
Well, there's all sorts of crazy shit. Like, you know, there's that, there's like a vaguely poisonous shark that's off the coast of Iceland, and they figured out that they have to ferment it for like 100 days. They bury it and shit, but it's the most abundant food source. It tastes like shit, but it's like the most abundant food source. How many they cured for 100 days in acid? Like how many trial and errors did they go through?
Yeah, before day 95.
People just dropping at campfires, just like just throw this on there. Who the fuck? There was a Vikings used to piss on fish to kill bacteria if the fish was sitting there fucking. That sounds like they were pranking their interns.
Hey, piss fish.
Piss fish.
Yeah, I mean, the whole like way of life back the 1700s, 1800s, like, it's just like, what do you do? Like, if you, like, hurt, like, everyone had to have herpes, right? Like, because there's no condoms.
All that shit.
Right? They were just like, it was just you had herpes and chlamydia. That was just your way of life.
Yeah. People had long hair because they didn't have napkins and would literally eat food and do this to get grease off their fingers.
Yeah, oh. Just fucking, everyone in the 1800s lived like Puerto Ricans. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, yes.
Basically. Yeah, it's it was a crazy way of time. Think about how like nasty women must have smelled.
Oh yeah. God. Europe back then, it was ran by rats. The plague. They would throw garbage on the street.
Because women now,
river. I'm just saying puss back then.
Yeah, just pussies.
Oh, yeah, it's probably
the petticoat was to cover puss smell, wasn't it?
Doggy.
You had to be rich to take a shower. Wasn't it like a rich man's game?
I bet you even rich bitches, their pussies stunk like garbage.
Yeah.
100%. Because you go to a pussy now and it's just like nothing. Like, how is that even possible?
There's no clippers.
It is.
It's bush out.
It is an open wound in your body.
Yeah.
That's just
wound is a such a term.
Just
it's festering.
It's festering with liquids and fucking. It's constantly bubbling and churning and fucking.
It looks like witch's brew.
Yeah,
that's,
dude.
See, that's why the vagina. I think of the vagina.
Double violent.
You pull it open. You're like, what is that? An eye of Newt?
Yeah. That's the clit. That's the clit, Chris.
Yeah.
You know they have fits with all that blood per month. So yeah, it's probably all.
Yeah, one of the
Jesus devil.
What was the tampon?
Yeah, all that.
Jesus devil.
Before all that shit happened,
she got fucked by the Holy Spirit, and that's the stigmata,
bro.
What were tampons like in? Let's go 100 years ago, and then we'll go back from there. We'll just say 100 years ago. What was a tampon like, or what was a woman's product like in 19?
Yeah, I was gonna say tampons might be more recent than we think. It might have been pads.
Well, let's guess. Let's guess the pussy probably, the pussy product.
Probably flatbread or some shit like that.
Holla.
That's the most exorbitant.
When they first invented sliced bread, it was to be used for women's periods.
You fold it.
Yeah.
The first guy fucked the chain. He's like, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, dude. I would say likely back in even 100 years ago, 100 years ago, I bet you that it wasn't even disposable. I bet you they 100 years ago, it was like a sponge that they invented. It was like a fucking bloody cunt sponge, and every woman had one.
Name of the episode, Bloody Cunt Sponge?
And they used to hang it on the fucking the clothesline with the rest of the clothes to dry, and it was reusable. That's how new tampon technology is. I bet you even 100 years ago, it wasn't disposable.
Yeah, but how easy was your life when you came home and you saw the bloody cunt sponge on the thing? You're like, I'm going to go to the bar.
Because 50 years ago, didn't they have like a big-ass whoopee cushion with a tube in it? Edition.
Yeah,
hang a fucking suitcase full of vinegar on the wall, and you put the tube down, and you give you like pussy IV.
Yeah, it was you like, need a pound of Epsom salt.
Don't wake daddy. It was like, remember that dumbass guy on this part.
Dude, yeah, I'm telling you right now. Let's talk to the gals. Do you guys know anything about this before you looked it up? Am I far off here?
19? Not before I looked it up. I just looked it up.
Yeah. See, look at this. We're more interested in women's rights than even the resident lesbian here at Guest Digital. Isn't that fucked up?
It's crazy.
That's funny that you think that.
Yeah, that you're the resident lesbian?
No, that you care more about women's rights than I do.
I care.
Lefts, rights.
Substantially more about women's rights than you do. Are you out of your mind? If you cared about women's rights, you would not be working for me.
All right, well, I guess I'm out of here.
Now show them them.
Okay, now show me those titties. Dance a little.
Hey, Ned,
dance
don't
a little, gal. Because... Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Look at them going. Can you guys from now on?
Because she works on my show. I love Natalie.
Natalie's incredible. She's one of the best producers here. She's lucky. Listen to me. She's got an attitude that won't quit, but she's lucky she does such great work. From now on, guys, I want you to, when that song comes on, if we could twerk a little bit, that would be a little bit, you know, twerk at work.
Oh, I twerk every time. You just don't see it. It's
okay. Just twerking your butt in the chair. All right.
Apparently, modern tampons were invented in 1931, so I would lead that to believe that what you said about the reusable ones was probably a thing before that.
Let's, can we find out what women were doing before 1931? Look at Shannon. Shannon was alive. That was the year she was born.
Yeah. So in the 1800s, they actually did use reusable items, like woven fabric and flannel, which is where the term on the rag came from.
Oh. On the rag. Flannel.
You had grunge pussy?
Yeah, dude. Your pussy was fucking...
Starting between...
Your pussy was dressed like Natalie?
Kunk Cobain is good. I like that. I was thinking Kunk
Cobain?
Kunk Cobain is really good.
I'll give it to him. That was a good joke. We didn't hear it. That was supposed to be Zach Snake. Sorry, Zach. I'll take credit. Yeah.
Between 1854 and 1915, 20 new patents were created for menstrual products, including the first menstrual cups, generally made of aluminum or hard rubber.
Jesus. Fucking put a tin can up her pussy.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That was a frustrated husband. He was like, you're bleeding everywhere.
That was kick the can.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what the thimble from Monopoly used to be, and that's they repurposed them for the game.
This is a great show. Like, we're doing really good things right now in terms of, like, you know, both education and entertainment now.
Like, is it true that, like, medieval time shit, like Viking bitches used to put moss in their pussy to absorb blood?
Moss.
I saw that in a show.
That's very barbaric. Moss.
I have two other ones that they were using in this time. Rubber pants. Ooh. So literally bloomers or underwear lined with rubber.
Ooh.
And Lister's towels, which were a precursor to maxi pads.
This bitch is on the rag. She's bouncing off the walls.
Wow. I think that was probably a better time. I would have loved if a woman, like, if her... Think about it, what a fucking pain in the ass it was back then. Like, she would get her period. She's like, I'm bleeding for the next 5 days. And they were losing their minds trying to plug it up. They had nothing. They were just inventing shit. They were pulling shit out of kitchen cabinets.
Think of the process of taking down bloody rubber pants.
Terrible. To the peeling part, you got to peel that shit off.
Like when Batman gets shot, they have to, like,
your thighs are going to look like the top of a pudding skin. You know what I mean?
Do you guys fuck your girl on her period, or if you have a girl, or if you had a girl?
I don't run the red light no more. I've done it.
You've done it.
I don't run the red light no
black
more.
Black guys,
gross, bro.
Typically, I've noticed that not really going fishing in the Red River.
Yeah, man, because we get deep down in there, and you'd be like,
that is true.
When you come out, you'd be like, oh, I should have
just dark blood, like it's black.
Viscous, yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, I don't like doing it.
Oh, yeah, there's like pieces of stuff.
Yeah, if you're a black
pull
dick,
a chunk out
you gotta be careful. Yeah, dude.
Well, he's got an excavator on his with that fucking ring.
Yeah, that's a young man's game.
Yeah.
I don't need to fuck that bad.
Yeah. Zach looks like Zach's dick looks like an anglerfish.
Oh, with the little light.
Yeah, deep sea fish.
With the light.
The little light in the front.
Yeah, pull up an anglerfish. That's literally what Zach's dick looks like.
Like a creature,
like
angry.
A prehistoric creature.
It's deep. It got blue eyes because it's so far down. It's blind.
Yeah, it's blind, dude. It needs a light so it can.
Oh, shit.
That's a drawing.
That's what I'm hard.
That's actually Zach's face.
Yeah, that's what I'm hard.
Holy. Let's see a real one, not a fucking crazy artistic rendering of one. That's pretty cool, though.
Dude, it's pretty awful. That is. Up. Dude,
you ever get lost in like a journey of just like crazy animals that exist in the world that are like out of your horror?
Yeah, that deep down like that.
Very often, those animals are fucking like tiny, tiny, tiny fucking
like a tardigrade
creatures.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, like my dick,
like his dick.
Oh,
yeah, I'll fuck my chick on a period for sure.
Still,
my last mattress. I mean, first of all, women, their period blood is different colors.
It's uterine lining, it's more than just it's a bundle.
My mattress, it was different, like colors, patterns. If you step back, it actually looked beautiful,
like a quilt.
Dude, it was fucking, you know,
like a mural.
Yeah, it's very nice. It was like it looked like an AIDS mural from the 80s.
Yeah, one of those cool playgrounds in Brooklyn.
In some ways, it was.
Yeah,
it said on the bottom.
Far from 2021.
Yeah. It said "crack is whack" on it.
Yeah, it had like the stick figure of like a black stick, a white one, and a yellow one all holding.
We were finger painting with their blood. It got nasty. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, I have no problem. I'll go down and check on her period. I don't give a fuck, dog.
You're gross, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I can't do it. I've done it. I have done it.
You've gone down.
I'm not going to say
not, by
not,
accident,
not go down.
No,
not
me
down.
Either.
I've never gone down
on a check.
Not on her period.
Get out of town.
I can't do it. Maybe by accident.
It's a bad.
I've eaten ass and realized I was licking a hemorrhoid before, but I've never. And it just happens. You go, that's a different taste.
Oh, is that a grape? Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, here's what happens. Okay. I've gone down. The first time I ever went down on a girl in her period, my girlfriend in high school, Vicky, we're 69, and she's sitting on my face, just fucking going. And she didn't know she was on her period. She got her period in the process.
That's a Vicky for you.
Whatever it was a fucking, like, she was just grinding on my face, dude. Yeah. And then
Vicky.
She.
Vicky.
that kind of shit name.
I came up, dude, and she like she looked horrified. Then I looked in the mirror, dude. I had blood. Dude, it looked like a horrific vampire. Like blood from here down all the way down my chest. It was wild. It was wild.
Oh, and it's curly hair, long hair, Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been disgusting.
Yeah, it was awful. So yeah, I didn't even notice. That time, but now I'll go down on my chick if she's on her period, but I don't go in. You just fucking do a little clip play, bro. Derek isn't bothered by this conversation. You do a little clip play. Natalie,
if she says she's not going down on her chick.
She's
on her
going
period.
Down her chick on her period. First of all, that's how lesbians actually have sex. They're
basically vampires.
Can I abstain from this question?
Can you abstain?
There
no.
You go. That's right.
Technically, let me say something. Technically, you do whatever you want, but if you want a future in this company, I wouldn't be abstaining from too many of these questions.
I don't abstain from too many. I'm just choosing this one. Well, you could ask me something else.
You won't say if you've gone or if you will go down
and
go
to the I would. Sure, yeah, I would.
The answer is yes. Hold on, that was a fucking funny.
Good for Zach. That's why I fuck with Zach.
Abstain, Zach, face stain, finger stains.
He popped from the chapel. He cracks from the chapel.
So here's the thing. Obviously, you're not embarrassed to say that you don't go down on your chick under period. So we know the answer already.
So she doesn't want to discuss it. She wants to respect her relationship.
Which is fine.
That's correct. But yeah, you can pick an answer for me, and I'm fine with you thinking that.
She loves blood play. That's the only way she can get going.
She does shots of it.
Yeah. You ever fuck with a chick with a diva cup?
No.
What was that? Oh, the thing in it? No.
Dude, that shit is full. It's no, yeah, dude.
It's bad.
Dude, a girl accidentally dumped her diva cup out on my floor once. It was a goddamn nightmare.
Why was she taking it out in the? Why did she just?
I got on my hands and he started lapping it up like a kitten. I was like,
oh,
Dirty jokes, man. If you're going to do it, do it in the morning.
These aren't jokes. This is reality.
No, dirty realities. Do it in the morning. So I have all day to debrief. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Dude, that when they started selling those, what, the like free bleeding, the black underwear? Yuck.
The fuck?
Stop it, you animal. Yeah. Like, who... Yeah. Well, how is that empowering?
It also seems like it probably is uncomfortable throughout the day.
Yeah, it's got to be a bummer.
Free bleeding is...
That shit is gross. I remember they did that in the park, and then they scooped them nasty bitches up. They was all doing that free blood shit in the park. White jeans, period blood on the pants.
And I mean this, they could have publicly executed those bitches, and I would have been okay with it.
It was gross. I was like, well, come on, man, it's too far.
It is as gross as me free shitting. I mean, I'm just going to shit my pants and just sit in my shit all day, everyone.
That's jackass. That's
like
that's
that is what it... I mean, what is the difference? I mean, period blood or shit? I mean, I guess it's period
shit
blood.
Shit is grosser.
Shit's grosser.
Shit is grosser.
Yeah.
Shit's grosser. Fine.
It's all gross.
But I'm saying we don't have anything in between, like, pissing and shitting. Like, women have period blood.
Which is in between pissing and shitting.
Which is in between pissing and shitting. We don't have that. What do we have that's the equal grossness? So we have to jump from shit. Or what about just free pissing? Free pissing
they
is...
They do that now.
That's free coming.
Free coming?
If you just had cum all over you?
That's pretty gross.
Free pissing, I think, is actually, we'll say, an equivalent to free bleeding. If I just piss myself, I was like, oh, I'm just going to piss myself.
Just walk around with piss stains on your pants? Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I would say that's about as gross as a girl with walking around with period blood stains on her pants.
Yeah.
It's a little more offensive in terms of the smell.
If your nose was bleeding, you would put a tissue in it.
I'd put a tampon in it.
That's
what they did in high school wrestling. You cut tampons in half, and they're in the medic kit. When you get a nosebleed, you put it up there.
I used to...
It expands.
Tampons in my nose just to be funny. It was like kind of my closing bit with like my friends.
There you go, boy.
If a party wasn't really like going the way that I wanted to, I'm like, hey guys, I'll be right back.
Get them loose.
Come back. The string's hanging on my nose.
Get them loose.
It was great. It was fucking solid, guys. I'm gonna try that on stage tonight. Fuck it.
Get them loose.
Thanks. All right, boys, let's take a moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is an online store with every auto part at the best possible prices on the internet. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for over 20 years, and there's no counter guy that's trying to make a commission or upsell you on parts. You're just getting the best prices possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're somebody that works at a garage, you're a guy working on his own car, or you're a moron like me and you know nothing about cars, at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So if you're a car guy or an idiot like me, regardless, go to rockauto.com, check out all the parts available, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good.
Hell yeah. RockAuto.com. Go there now and let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right. Where were we? All right. Let's talk about this. This is actually fucking a crazy story.
So that's what we're snacking on.
That's what we're snacking on. Yeah.
Button out. The buttons. Zach with a button out.
Paco, did you take a picture of my tire? You sent it to me. Thank you. Okay, UPenn, this is an interesting story. UPenn, trans swimmer, dominates the season
with record-breaking swims. Of course he or she does.
So.
Well, if it went from chick to dude, I'd be surprised.
Shannon, give me some backstory here.
You know what I mean?
Angle. That is an angle.
That would be impressive. I think then you're fucking.
Yeah, you're on the other side of that fence now.
Yeah.
Okay, so she is 22 years old. Okay. Her name is Leah Thomas. Before she transitioned, she was...
Thomas Lee.
Hia Thomas. Hia Thomas. He was Italian.
Hia Thomas. Oh, okay.
So he also competed in swimming. This was him as a guy.
Let's see.
Oh, his shoulders broad as shit.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Okay, and then this is now Leah Thomas. Very different, right?
Yeah, that bitch is swimming.
That is
she is
the
doing
same,
laps.
That is the same person with a different haircut and outfit.
Yeah.
Look at those, from UPenn.
Look at those
UVag.
Flippers. Look at the feet. The feet can get him through the water so much faster than my... Oh, man.
So
that's,
he was already a big
man feet. Is that's just flippers. Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
And he just...
He was... So when he was a dude, he was already an accomplished athlete.
Yes.
And then he was like, fuck it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start setting some records.
Before the transition, she competed two full seasons at Penn as a man.
I was a college athlete, too, at Penn State. Wow. Wow.
NCAA rules mandate at least 1 year of testosterone suppression treatment to be eligible to compete as a woman. So he took a year off and then came back. And then this year, while competing, she in the finals, Thomas notched a winning time of four minutes 34 seconds, good enough for the new Ivy League record.
Wow, she broke Ivy League records, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Real Ass Dude of the Week candidate.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Wow. I have no problem with this. I'm starting to enjoy this because I was sort of in the, I remember you started hearing these stories in the beginning, and I was like that's not fair, that's not okay. And then I was like, what the fuck do I care? I don't watch college sports. Good dudes, get in there, chop your dicks off, and dominate these dumb bitches. It's a win for dudes. It's a win for the men.
I bet she still has a cock.
You think so?
Yeah.
They just did testosterone suppression. I mean, you know.
That's crazy. If she still has a cock, that's fucking wild.
She tucks it back, though, so it comes out the top of the water like Jaws.
That's kind of funny. I was thinking something more like a periscope.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck about this because she can't hurt the other girl.
She can't.
If it's a sport with
like
physical
soccer.
Contact.
Remember the motherfucker that turned into a girl to play soccer and start breaking every bitch on the fucking field.
The dude look like John Cena that was playing Olympic handball and it was like four chicks trying to drag him?
Yeah, as long as they can't hurt the other women, I really don't give a fuck. Go ahead, dominate. I get upset when it's like the idea is like, no, you have a big man body, and there's a reason men can't hit women, because we're bigger than
you
them.
Well, you've seen it in MMA, so the only thing I'll say to that is it is a fucking trained, you know, a trained martial artist says, yeah, I'll go fight that transgendered woman.
Yeah, but
that's also sort of on...
That's on them.
It's two athletes that are deciding to go in and fucking compete, right? And, you know, I don't agree with it. I think it's stupid, and I don't think that they should. I don't think that transgendered women should be able to compete.
Well, I think they should be able to compete against other trans.
No, but I don't
women.
Think they should be able
Tranny
to.
Tranny Fight Club, best show on TV.
I don't think they should be able to compete against other natural women at a high level. I don't think the UFC should be like, oh yeah, we're gonna start letting trans women compete. But if there's some fucking if they did, I wouldn't feel bad for the woman competing against her if she's choosing to go and do it. If she wants to challenge herself against some transgendered woman, and we've seen that happen. Fallon Fox actually lost to a woman. So the weightlifter, the transgender weightlifter, she didn't win. She didn't win.
Yeah.
She didn't even qualify. So that's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't think at all they should mix. But at the same time, you know, I'm not like, it's just, I don't really give a fuck enough. This isn't the battle that I'm going to fucking battle.
If I wanted to put a little dog in this fight, which I really don't, I just need, they need a trans referee and a regular referee, I think, just to balance it out even more.
Right? Yes, obviously.
The trans referee can recognize if that's a man or a woman that did that hit. So, you know, I think, right?
Well, do you think, like, they shut it off? It's like, oh, I'm going to hit, like, a woman right now.
Yeah, you need to deliberate. If
you
got
to shift down to woman hitting or shift up to man.
That shit.
All right, one ref wants to look at the tape. The other ref is hitting themselves on the head with a mallet yelling, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yeah, shit. this is an interesting story. There is a brand in Switzerland. There's a brand new invention. They invented something called the suicide pod.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I heard about that.
Yeah, which is, I guess it's a chamber.
Wasn't that in Futurama?
Was it in Futurama?
It was in Futurama. Mm-hmm. Yep. That one took your head off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a little different. This one is like, it just changes like the CO2 and oxygen levels.
Oh, you
and
just
then
go to sleep?
Go to sleep, and then you're dead.
Nice. Get back.
And no doctors involved.
No doctor involved. We hate doctors.
Good. You know they won't, in Germany, they won't euthanize you if you're not vaccinated?
I know.
It's pretty fucking silly.
You got to die vaxxed.
You got to get vaccinated before they'll treat you at a euthanasia clinic.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also a story. Like, it's a kind of a sexy headline, but it's like, it's not about a euthanasia clinic. There's a mandate for vaccination to probably go into any public place. That's a public place.
You know. Probably something like the doctor's sick, too.
They just get tested.
Yeah, it's just retarded. It's retarded, yes, but it's also like a lot of times they angle these stories. They want to come up with a fun headline.
They save some money is all I'm saying. It seems like
they also sterilize the equipment before you get a lethal injection.
That's true.
Yeah. You got to clean the tools, right?
Tell me a little bit more about this suicide pod, and is this the way to go?
It sounds...
Because I think about suicide...
I want to die on that. I wish I could fit on that death roller coaster they built.
The death coaster, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to go.
Zach would go in because he's so depressed about being fat. He's like, I want to kill myself. Then they'd have the seat in the front of the death coaster, and he wouldn't be able to fit in it.
Wouldn't even close.
You can't make
it. I'd be trying to like jump into it.
Zach got kicked off the death coaster.
I actually suffocated before the ride started from trying to fit into the thing.
Do you know what this is?
From clicking into
the... Do you know what the death coaster is? So somebody... It's never actually been made.
Invented a...
It's just like an architect or engineer. They made like a scale model of it, and the idea was it does the loops in a certain way where in the last loop it snaps everyone's neck on the ride.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty fucking morbid and cool, if you ask me. Wow. If you ask me.
Wasn't there also that kid who invented the suicide helmet, which had like 5 shotgun shells that all fired at the same time in your head?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Suicide helmet would be great.
Yeah.
Because the problem when you have a gun, like...
You could fuck up.
I don't know the angle. You know how they say, like, with slicing your wrist, they say to go up and down?
Yeah.
Was it Winona Ryder or what gothy bitch that I had a crush on?
I remember is across for show, down to go.
There we go.
Yeah, it's up and down, not across the street.
Yeah, across show. That's just a bitch to suck good dick.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's how Derek knew down, which white bitches to fuck when he was in high school.
Dude, I fucked with some cutters that were like they. Dude, it wasn't like, forget just a crossing down. It was like they were trying to draw like one of those line stars on their body. It's like everywhere. Like,
I went to school with white kids that used to do that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It looked like the cover of the Joy Division album.
Yeah, dude. Did you draw on your arm with a spirograph? the death helmet, that's a good way to go. Because when you shoot yourself in the head, how would you shoot? If you had to shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah, y'all can talk.
Come on, if you had to.
You use a shotgun, you just rest your chin right on it, double barrel, pull both triggers at the same time.
But what happens if you just shoot your mouth, nose, and fucking eyebrows off? You just sort of like it.
Dude, have you ever shot something with a slug from a shotgun?
Never.
A slug. Like, that's just a big-ass bullet. Mm. You shoot a bag of flour. There's a tiny hole in it, and then the entire back. You shoot, like, a 50-pound bag of flour. The entire back is just blown out.
Oh, wow.
You're going to fucking kill yourself if you shoot yourself with a fucking shotgun.
You think so?
I think Lewis and I have the same fear in that we're going to fuck it up. And we're either going to be retarded,
mm-hmm.
or more retarded.
Y'all can't even kill yourself, right?
Or, even worse, you're like blind and don't have a mouth, and people have to take care of you. And now whatever amount of suck your life had, it's 5 times worse. And everyone knows you tried to kill yourself.
Mm.
So it's embarrassing.
And it's hilarious. You can't even fucking...
That's a big bomb. You bomb bad if you can't
even defend yourself when people are making fun of you. You're just like...
Yeah, Lewis is like the guy in Day of the Dead that's just a tongue.
That happens, by the way. People shoot themselves in the head and they just blow parts of their face off.
Yeah, it was pretty. Did you ever see the interview with the one guy who survived jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yep.
That shit is fucking crazy. It makes you really like question any suicidal thought you ever had. Because he literally goes, as soon as I cleared the railing, I was like, oh, fuck, what did I do?
Mm-hmm. It's dark.
Dark. Yeah. But good for you guys.
I wouldn't jump off a building. I wouldn't jump off a bridge. I don't even think that could kill me. I feel like
I'll take that money.
I could jump off the Golden Gate Bridge or the George Washington Bridge right now, and I feel like I would just have a fun time.
That's the next fight journal.
But you got to go to the middle. You got to go to the peak of it, like the top part, like when the bridge is at its best.
Yeah,
you got to get to the middle. So to walk to the middle.
Well, they have nets from like to catch people from jumping. It's actually you have to really be committed to like the way it works is like the gate. For the George, because I've walked the George Washington Bridge, it goes up and then it comes at like in. So you'd have to like climb it and climb like like almost like really Mario. In the castle where you have to like
kick the thing to spin around.
Yeah, dude, you have to climb up and over, and then there's still a net down there.
Yeah,
you have to fucking jump out across. You have to like land in the net, and then at this point,
what are you jumping off a bridge without a knife on you for? You got to cut the net.
You cut the net.
Yeah,
or cut yourself.
Yeah, I think the net is made of chain link.
You got to bring bulk cutters, you know?
Yeah, it's not happening. You're not jumping off the George Washington Bridge.
No, look at that shit. Yeah, all that.
See, it's angled that way.
Yeah, that's dope.
That would be a difficult thing to climb. You'd have to be an American Ninja Warrior in order to kill yourself.
It's the George Washington Bridge. How often do you think somebody climbs up that thing and just smokes a blunt?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, daily. You can get over that, no problem, if you're really committed to that.
That would be hard, dude. It would literally, you'd have to walk yourself out, and you'd have to flip yourself forward like an American Ninja Warrior, it would be nearly impossible. You could not get over that.
There's 3 14-year-olds smoking haze on that fucking bridge.
I mean, Derek could get over it pretty easily. You can't get over it.
I do have small arms. Yeah. It's going to be difficult for me.
Yeah, I won't.
Derek doesn't even want to talk about jumping off a bridge right now.
Because I'm doing good right now. Suicide is the furthest.
Are you one conversation away from killing yourself?
Not one. Maybe.
Four or five.
No, I'm doing pretty well right now.
Putting enough time on the Real Ass Podcast, I might just kill myself.
Yeah.
So let's...
do you want to just talk about how it works really quick?
How does the suicide pod work?
So it's activated
Also a great name for a podcast.
It's activated from the inside. And even if the person is nonverbal, they're working on a way where you can like blink to like agree to it, so that even if you can't speak, you can still make the decision to end your life.
Oh no, I just blinked by accident. Help!
You can also tow the pod to any location that you want, such as an outdoor setting or the premises of an assisted.
Such as your ex-wife's house, your ex-wife's front lawn.
And then once activated, the capsule floods its interior.
Can we see it, please?
Bring the pod to wherever you want. Oh, I just want to die in the schoolyard. To elementary school.
It floods with
this is it.
Period blood. It all comes full circle.
Yeah. I've seen this. Futurama.
Yeah, so the front is clear, so you can kind of see what's around you.
Or somebody could watch you die.
Yeah. So
if you saw somebody in those, how do you not walk over and put your balls on as they die?
So, okay, tell me more. How does it work?
So once activated, the capsule floods its interior with nitrogen and rapidly reduces oxygen, causing the person to lose consciousness and ultimately die without choking or panicking.
All right, you're jerking off in that thing, right? Like if you're in that thing, you're going to see if you can do it.
Oh, to beat the clock.
Mm. Yeah.
Get one last
count backwards from 10.
Beat the cock. Beat the cock, guys. Come on now. I'm sick of all of you, okay? These are good fucking jokes. I don't give a shit what the fuck you guys are saying. Hold on, I have to send a picture of my tire to my fucking insurance.
How have you gotten 4 flat tires in 1 year of owning a car?
I have...
I'm driving up on the curb trying to hit people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something we would call Lewis luck.
Yeah. Is it luck or is he just going backwards at toll booths?
Oh, God damn it, Paco. Paco also sent me a picture of his half-nude body, which is pretty hilarious.
Which half?
All right, here we go. Sorry.
by the way, yesterday when they are on Monday, when they suggested a Hawaiian Christmas for the Christmas party, what a great way to utilize Paco, make him be a servant for everyone dressed in full Hawaiian gear.
I just, to be honest with you, I was starting to think about like what I'm going to do for this Christmas party. I put so much thought into the Halloween party, so much thought into Skankfest, so much thought into so much going on during this time of year. I just don't want. It's going to be alcohol, food, some Christmas music.
That's nice.
S'mores and hot chocolate at the end.
That's really nice.
We don't need anything else. We'll do some gifts. We're going to have some mistletoe everywhere. Shannon, listen to me. Mistletoe will be everywhere.
And there's so many dudes that are going to be there, so it's going to be fun.
Just everyone making out with each other.
Yes, I'm excited. That's like a few years ago at the Christmas party with Maddie Jester Skulls. He made out with a lot of people, mostly men.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ew.
What, didn't he make out with you, Zach?
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
That was the one.
Why would Maddie Jester Skulls make out with men?
Because he was hammered.
Yeah.
Still.
That's some.
I don't remember
that. I have friends who do that shit. That's some, like, they're secret homos. If that's what you do when you're drunk, what do I do when I'm drunk? I'm violent and I abused my loved ones. That's who I am deep down in my core.
Yeah, because you push it down further than us.
Yeah, dude. If you're out there tonguing down dudes when you're drunk, you're just a secret homo and you're letting your inhibitions get the best of you.
Or not so secret homo.
Yeah.
Secret homo on Front Street. It's way better than Secret Santa. The secret homo.
You're still unwrapping something.
It's always a dick in a box.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, Paco. Let's do plugs. And I also got fan mail here, so I want to get some more fan mails. That's fun. All I love getting fan mails. All right, really quickly, we must thank Yo Kratom for supporting this show. Yo Kratom supports really everything in the Gas Digital world. They're just great partners to have, and they make great Kratom products that are available at wholesale. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, there's some great benefits for Kratom. You know, do a little research and see if Kratom is the product for you. But I know Shannon uses it regularly. There's a bunch of people in the network who use it regularly, and it has a lot of great benefits. Not telling you to pick up a new Kratom habit, but I will say if you are in the market or you're already buying Kratom, this is the way to do it. Just go to YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. You get it shipped right to your door, wholesale prices, YoKratom.com. Okay, let's get back into it. Chris from Brooklyn, what do you have to plug, my brother?
Just my social media, at Chris from BKLYN, and then, you know, I got the podcast Notes of a Goon and High Society Radio here on Thursdays at 8, and then this comes out on Friday, I think next week. I'm in New Hampshire with Robbie Bernstein, Menu and Heart, and Ilya Laskin. I think there's a couple of tickets left for that. I think you go to robbythefire.com/shows. I think there's some for the Friday show left.
Menu and my dog. That's my boy.
Ilya's really funny, too.
Yeah.
Sec, Derek.
Make sure y'all listen to No Need for Apologies on Gas Digital. This comes out Friday. So the next, when you hear this, episode 9 of The Last OG will be on TBS every Tuesday, 10:30. I'm on the last three episodes, 8, 9, and 10. I was on 5 and 6. Now I'm on 8, 9, and 10, taking out December. Should be good. It's a funny show.
You got like a heavily featured episode this year, right?
Yeah, I'm in it a lot this year.
Hell yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah, so make sure y'all check that out on TBS, Tuesdays, 10:30.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, next week, December 17th and 18th, myself and Zach Amico, we will be in Toronto for the Real Ass Podcast Live. Some stand-up shows. We're doing a live Depraved with a bunch of Canadian comics as well. We're going to probably get Mark Norman and a couple other comics that are going to be up there on it. And then also, we're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, January 13th through 15th, 21st, 22nd, the Funny Bone in Hartford, and many more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Lots of dates that are being added right now, like Boston, San Diego, San Francisco, and more. So just keep checking back for those tickets. As soon as those ticket links are available, they will be up on the website. Touring a lot this spring and this summer. Make sure you guys also support the show directly. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You guys can support us directly by subscribing for the premium content. If you subscribe to Gas Digital, you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows. All Legion of Skanks, all No Need for Apologies, High Society Radio, obviously Real Ass Podcast. The thing is, ding, two brand new shows coming to the network this month, which is Aaron Berg's Berg's Based
Suicide Pod.
And Suicide Pod.
Where we kill a host every week.
No, we have Wild Goose with Zach Wild, legendary Ozzy Osbourne and Black Label Society frontman, Zach Wild. We're really excited about these shows. So go subscribe. You get instant access to all of those shows, uncensored, ad-free, the on-demand libraries, plus access to the Racist live chat and many other member benefits. So keep on subscribing, keep on supporting. It's only $8 a month if you keep the membership. You get a 7-day free trial with the promo code RAP. What else? Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And make sure you go to our iTunes. Leave us a ranking and a review and all that other shit. Lots of stuff happening, as always, guys. All right, let's see what this fan mail is. If you want to send fan mail, what's the address, Shannon?
It is. You send it to Gas Digital Studio, care of Real Ass Podcast. The address is 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
You know what we're going to do? I realize this is a great new bit. Me and Zach are accepting Christmas gifts. We're accepting Christmas gifts for this holiday season. So if you guys want to give me and Zach or Shannon and Natalie fun Christmas gifts, we will open them on our Christmas show.
We'll get them like satin jackets to say Booth Pigs on them, right?
Whatever you want to get them. I think they would probably like that. They'd be appreciative of that.
I like the pink ladies from Greece.
Yeah. If you guys
want to... Those are the oldest teenagers I've ever seen.
If you want to send us gifts, okay, you send them to... One more time, Shannon.
Gas Digital Studio, care of Real Ass Podcast, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Send it over to us, and we will be opening your gifts on the special Christmas Eve edition of the show. We did this last year. We got Big J coming in. We got Josh Adam Myers. We're going to be singing Christmas carols, giving out gifts, and just enjoying overall each other's company and love and really spreading the Christmas spirit. So my son, dude, was such a sweet kid. I was driving by... In my neighborhood, my new neighborhood, there was firemen. This is a very suburban New Jersey thing. The firemen were out on the street with their boots, like asking for donations to support the local fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened my window, gave him like $3 in cash, threw it in the boot. And my son was in the car. He was like, "Dad, that was so sweet." He was like, "That's the Christmas spirit. That's it."
Did he touch his chest like that?
He did. He was like, "Dad,
oh wow. Spread fingers?"
He did, yeah.
Okay.
"Dad, do those firemen have a calendar?"
"That's right, Zach! Come on, Zach Amico." "Fuck you, Zach. I'm not going to give you a Zach snake on that. But I will tell you what you know." He's wrong. It's not the Christmas spirit. Because I was supporting the local fire department. Because you should see the way that I look at the people on the bridge asking for money. Like homeless people, I'm like... Like I beat my horn at them to scare them away from my car.
That's
I thought about getting one of those loud horns that the trucks have.
Yeah.
Just to put it on my Audi.
Dante Nero horn.
Yeah, to scare homeless people away from my car when they approach my car. Like
air horn.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I have no problem with hurting homeless people with sound.
Have you seen the train horns are the funniest? You can put a train horn in your regular car. You just got to hook it up right.
Yeah.
And it scares the fucking shit out of
people. A train horn is fucking wild.
It's wild.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know that you can do it in your car. Can we see somebody with a train horn on their car?
Or I think they do like a triple train horn. But you got to like put it in the, you got to like connect it to like the engine. But
oh,
it like,
shit.
It like,
I feel like it would blow out your windows. It's so loud.
It's super loud.
I have a compilation.
Oh, let's see.
Right there are my horns.
Whoa.
Wow. Four of them.
There's four of them.
Let's go scare the fuck out of some people.
This is awesome.
Oh, I watch these all the time.
Yeah.
I would throw my cup at their fucking car. It would make, oh no, no. guy rules.
This dude's great.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
I'm gonna get.
No, I like how all the kids think a train is coming.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
it's so loud. The mix he's doing so that this video is watchable.
These poor Mexican people, they're just trying to live their lives. This is it. This is a Proud Boy, without a doubt.
Go ahead.
All right, I got it. That's pretty awesome. How much is a train horn to get installed in my car? It's so fucking obnoxious.
And he's got four.
It's
got
four of them. So
it must
obnoxious.
Be so loud.
It's loud. Very loud. That shit looks funny.
There's a kit on Amazon that's $140.
That's not bad.
Listeners, get Lewis this for Christmas.
I'm not for nothing. That is a great gift. And if I unpackaged that at Christmas morning, I would feel like, you know, Christmas spirit touched me. That's what I would say.
Can you imagine your chick's running late in the morning and you just blasting a train horn out the... Get in, bitch!
That'd be funny. In a neighborhood, that'd
Leaving
be very
a station.
Funny.
It's sub. I mean, I would... That person is so hated. I like.
How many times did you have to honk that in the same street in New York City before somebody threw a chair out their window at your car?
Oh, I was just thinking, like, if you do that in the wrong street in Brooklyn, you getting shot at.
You get shot.
Yeah,
you're gonna get shot at.
Dude, that's a much better prank show. Just go to the most hood neighborhoods.
But they already done that. You see the white guys that try to pants gangsters and the guns fall out and they chase them down the street. All that shit.
I think most of those are fake, though.
Nah, I remember one that was real.
There's
these
some that are real.
Compton.
It used to be my favorite category of YouTube show was white people risking their lives in the hood.
The one that I saw that was, I don't know what it's called, but the dude was fake fighting. And then by the time they wanted to buck up, he just stripped down naked. And him stripping down naked saved his life because one of the homies went around
and
pulled out and was like behind him. And then as soon as he dropped his drawers, they all just
ran
away.
Can we see
away.
That? Can you find that? I would love to watch.
Because they were that scared of gaseous?
Homophobia trumps getting a gun and getting a bump to your ass. I'm telling you.
That was a prank. They would literally go... He'd be in the hood. He'd be like, "Hey man, can I get your phone?" And they'd grab the phone out of it.
Yeah, that shit.
And then like literally just get jumped. They'd be stomped. Like it's fucking.
It's a prank. And then be like, "Who cares?"
It's a prank too, motherfucker.
There was a kid in Tennessee who pranked his buddy by pulling a knife on him in a parking lot and just got shot by the kid's dad.
There you go.
Like the kid's dad was just carrying and just bong.
Oh, yeah, there was another prank recently that somebody got shot. Yeah, oh, we never opened this, by the way, this gift. This is our first Christmas gift this year. I'm very, very happy.
Well, you're on that. My favorite genre of prank videos right now is where somebody puts a Home Depot bucket on, like, a scary-looking guy's head and then runs. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not.
Or they'll throw a sweatshirt over the guy's head, and then they change it. They'll, like, run around the corner and change their clothes and walk by him and do it again.
Oh, yeah, in the store, right?
In the store, yeah.
That shit is crazy. I'll be like, these motherfuckers, wild, bro.
I used to really enjoy those Boom Gang videos, too. Those were pretty great.
Boom Gang. Devout Christian now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fucking huge turnaround in a year.
Devout Christian. Let's see. Hold on. What is this?
It better be worth it.
Is this art?
I would assume so.
Oh, yeah. It is fun art. I have a new house, too. I'll put this up.
Yeah, send me art for my new house. That's what I want for Christmas.
Look at this. This is cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, is that from Adam Yeter? That guy's the man.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This guy made the drawing of all the comedians. We couldn't tell who the comedians were. You remember this? It's cool. I'll put this up, though. I actually
did some writing for one of his comics. He does some pretty cool comics.
This could be anything. I think that's Aaron Berg.
I think that's Bennington with the hat on.
That's me.
I think that's me on the bar.
There's Bennington.
I think that's me on the bar.
I think so, maybe. I hope so. You're in your underwear. That's fun. Comics by Adam Jeter. Eater? Adam J. Eater?
It's Yeater.
Yeater, yeah.
Adam
Yeater. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
What? He's awesome.
Did he design an LOS shirt, too?
Maybe. Look at this. Adam Yeater. There's Dave Smith, I think.
There's you at the bar in the black tank top.
Yeah, that's me right there. Very cool. Adam Yeter, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to put this up in my home and maybe even the mushroom one. Look at this. All cool stuff. I really appreciate it, Adam. I would love gifts.
I think I found the video Derek was talking about.
Let's see it. Oh, yeah, it's the
roundhouse. Roundhouse kicked your jaw, break every bone in your body. I'm going to give you a flying knee and break third, fourth vertebrae.
I mean, you got to think about this. This ain't even one, but.
720 kick, break every bone in your body. You a. All right. You want to go first? There you go, boy.
See that? And then they drop. See that? Boy? That shit always makes niggas go, what?
That's fucking hilarious that they would run. I feel like it's fake, though. Because
I don't think it's
fake. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, that looked pretty real to me.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Number one, the way the guy pushed him, it's not really how people that are like, that are down, that's not really how they fight. That's how, like, white guys fight each other. It's like, come on, bro.
Well, if you watch that in entirety, he pulled up on a bunch of gangsters.
Well, I want to watch more. But the reason I think that, the only reason I'm saying that I don't think these are real, and maybe it is, but, and I got to watch more of them, is because it is such a big risk, and I don't think everyone would run away. I think half the people would run away. If you started getting naked, I think the other half the people in the hood would still beat the fucking shit out of him. And they'd even do it worse. Like, this is some crazy shit. So,
I don't think they want to risk touching their dick.
I don't think every single black person in the hood is afraid to fight this guy because he's naked. But that's like that. There's too much.
I grew up around a lot of crazy
homeless people. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, I see what you're saying. No, but
I grew up around a lot. Like, the neighborhood I grew up in had a lot of crazy homeless people, right? And people would be like, yo, get the fuck out of here, and would flex on homeless people unless they were peeing or jerking off.
Yes. Yes, I understand that. I've
should have cleared the room, man. Well, I'm jerking off or something.
I've had a guy with his dick out in like my neighborhood, and when I lived in Harlem, like just either pissing or just being weird. But he, like, his pants were still down, his dick was still kind of like hanging out. He was just a homeless fucking mess, and I was like, if this guy was like cleaner and more together, I would say something. But I'm not getting into a thing with a guy who's like just. But it's not that guy's not like covered in piss and shit. It's like, I don't know. But anyway, let's watch more of it, please.
Oh, you
wanna
go?
What's up?
You wanna roll real quick?
What you see?
You wanna go real quick?
What's up?
Come on.
But even like this guy, pause it for a second. Like, first of all, he's very quick to laugh, right?
I think he realized what was happening, maybe, but I don't think that guy was a plant.
He was. The way he was doing it, like, let's go, it wasn't a real fight.
He looked kind of fun. But some of them shits look real. That's what I'm trying to convey to you.
If he was right, it wouldn't be like that. Like, anybody who's down to sort of fight like that, they're not going to be like,
Lewis, I hear what you say.
No, you don't.
Watch the whole fucking
let's
video.
Go. Let's go.
There's one nigga who pulls a gun out and points it at his fucking head. Is that playing
is
to you?
Is it the same guy?
No, it's a let's group see. Of... No, these motherfuckers pull up on a group of Bloods, and one of the Bloods goes around the dude, comes behind him. As soon as he drops his drawers, they run away.
I got a question for you. I just wanted to let you know that I was going to think about this for a minute. I was going to snap your fucking tibia, fold you up like a goddamn pretzel, maybe just whoop your ass right here. You want to fight? You want to get buck with the big dog, huh? What? What? Come on, square up, motherfucker. That's it. That's it. That's it. Coming after you, buddy!
I don't really like the way your face looks.
This guy looks real. His energy's real.
Yeah, because he was like worried about it for a second there.
That's it. And he walked away. Yeah. That
is pretty funny. So funny.
But Chris, you don't think these are plants?
I can see.
I'm debating. That guy did his job well.
Eggplants, but
oh come on.
Do you want to keep going?
Oh, eggplants.
Oh no.
Very silly. That was good and silly.
See, Derek doesn't mind racism as long as it's actually funny.
Yeah, because
you gotta stick the landing. You gotta stick the landing.
Stick the fucking landing.
If it sticks the landing, Derek
so
will give you the credit on it.
So many shitty race jokes come out of his mouth, but Zach, I'll be like, all right, Zach, that was
I know
all right.
I know it.
Good for Zach.
It's one of my favorite things is watching Derek's look of disappointment at me at least five times per show. There's a moment where he goes, what am I doing with my life? Why am I here?
But Zach has some good racy zingers. I like the little racial zingers. They make me laugh.
He's clever. He's a clever man.
Eggplant, you son of a bitch. That shit was silly.
Let's talk about this Florida man who fatally stabbed his coworker. Shannon,
Jesus.
Tell me the
Florida.
Story.
Okay, so these two, they worked at a restaurant together in Miami, Florida. I'm going to show you what the guy looks like. This is him. He's 20 years old, and he had a crush on this chick who is 28 years old.
Bad.
So,
What's up, girl?
He kept asking her out and asking her out, and she kept saying no politely. And then one day he lost his patience and he hung outside of her house and waited for her to come home. She got into her house and he was like, come outside. And she wouldn't. And then eventually he stabbed her to death.
Yeah, Shannon, you see what's going to happen if you keep on denying my love for you? I'll fucking come to your home and I will stab you to death.
Yo, yeah.
Hear that, everybody?
I hate motherfuckers like that, man.
It's
that
so
stab
disgusting.
Women to death?
They can't. Cause they
us
don't
too.
Because they ain't got no fucking game, man. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, but up until the stabbing part of
that
story.
That game where you try to hit your fingers with the knife.
Oh, that's
up until the stabbing part of that story, that's like how everyone's grandparents met. Where it's like, he asked me out, and I said no. So then he came to my job, and I said, no, please leave me alone.
Then he pulled a knife on me, and I said, well, I guess we have to get married.
So I met your mother.
Yeah.
He also stabbed himself after he killed her. He gave himself a non-fatal wound to the chest.
I hate
what a bitch.
I hate everything about this bitch.
Well, I will say, look, if you're stabbing yourself in the chest, you're trying to kill yourself. You're trying to, like, stab yourself in the heart or lung.
That seems like a hard thing to do.
Where
samurais
are your
eyes? Just go guts. Why didn't he just go
where
guts?
Where are your organs?
He's too pussy.
Where are your? I don't even know where your organs are. Where, if I was trying to stab myself to not kill myself, how would I do it? Like here?
I don't think you're getting through. I mean, he's clearly was a scrawny dude. I don't think he was getting through the breastplate. You know what I mean? He could have done the samurai shit and just gutted himself on the street. Mm-hmm. You know, if he was dishonored.
Shannon, does this make you a little bit scared for all the times that you deny me?
Not you. This
but
is just like
men.
This is like my nightmare with Robbie Goodwin come to life. this is the same thing.
And he also has Robbie Goodwin energy.
Right, yeah.
He does.
So this whole thing is terrible.
You're right. I'm not a show up and be like, Shannon, oh, I love you, and then stab you to death. No. I'm like a...
You'll do it on air.
I'm a get into a relationship with you and then slowly but surely comes to the point where I stab you. I'm not stabbing a bitch that isn't giving up the pussy. I'm stabbing a bitch that gave up the pussy a bunch and it drove me crazy.
Wow. God, I love the life I live.
Not stabbing bitches?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I stab them with something else.
Hell yeah.
But, no.
What's the most violent a girl has ever been with you?
I've had a girl punch me in the face.
With all of you.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten punched a bunch.
Yeah.
I got punched some dick once. She was playing. She's like, poof, poof.
Oh, like a speed bag?
She was now. She was punching the side. She was giving me little hooks. I was like, this bitch silly. I like her a lot. She was like, and smacked in the face. But I like getting smacked in the face by a chick, especially when she don't
talk. Yeah, that's
sexual. I'm not talking about like sexual. I'm talking about like in a moment of anger.
Yeah.
Oh no, I annoy bitches. They just call me an asshole and be mad and tell their girlfriends. But I, you know,
you never had a chick swing on you,
nigga. I'm handsome. No, they don't. I'm fly as fuck. They do not swing at me. No, they go.
Punch you in the side of the head.
I've had a bitch cuss me out. That's like, not. You do have nice lips, but you a piece of shit. I'm like,
I'll tell you what it is. And my assumption is, if you've never had a girl swing on you, this is my assumption: you are faithful.
Oh yeah, I'm, you know, I'm, you know,
you're not a cheater.
I don't really cheat.
Or
like that.
If you cheat, you're good at it, and you don't get caught.
Because I took an old school cell phone to the temple one night. Yeah,
dude. Jesus,
and it's all cheating.
I mean,
it's
beamed at me
every time. It's cheating. Every time.
I don't know. That's what gets girls.
That is the shit that will get a girl.
That turn them into the Hulk. They just get pissed when it comes out some other pussy. You'd be like, God,
they learn how to fight all of a sudden. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
When a girl catches you cheating,
I like. See,
she steps back into proper form, like she's got her fucking guard up. You're like, when did you learn how to box? Yeah. Boom, boom, combos.
That back leg.
Yeah, is that why Kim did so good at Ellisvania?
Yes. I'll tell you right now, it's a scary thing, dude. They invoke some sort of fucking like just violent thing.
Like, they get all that's wild.
Shannon, you've been violent with a guy when he's been cheating?
I have never.
Never?
Nope. I've never. Because it's like the guys that I date are like big guys. So it's like there's nothing.
They can fuck you up.
Yeah. Also, there's nothing I can really do that's going to really hurt you. And if I do, maybe that will trigger you to actually hit me back, in which case I'm way worse off.
You're dating guys that you're afraid that are going to hit you.
No, yeah. I just
don't. That's what's happening there.
No, I'm just not that kind of person. Like if we're going to fight, we're going to fight verbally. And like there's no reason to get physically violent.
Pussy, why does every girl that I date, ever, except for Natalie, she hasn't, or the last one.
It's early still.
Actually, no. The three last girls that I dated, none of them have struck me.
You're growing.
Yeah, none of them have struck me. Mm. But do they see me as like a pussy?
Maybe
none of them have struck us as funny.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking girl's dog this morning. First of all,
Rory?
I hate her dog. This dog, it's the bane of my existence. He's untrained.
He likes attention, too.
He likes attention. He's untrained. Like, if you're eating, he's just up in your shit. He gets on the bed. I kick him off the bed. Every night, I kick him off the bed. I don't want a dog sleeping on top of me, and he just gets in my lap, and I lie. Shannon, it's not cute. When you don't, I sleep hot. So, and then Natalie wants to snuggle me, and then the dog's trying to snuggle me, and I'm sweating. I'm just fucking, I'm boiling hot. And then I start to not be able to breathe. I start getting claustrophobic.
Goddamn.
No, dude, here's
a window.
I like to control my body temperature via parts of my body being exposed out of the blanket. So if I get too hot, maybe a leg and an arm will come out.
Yeah,
and
I'll
let my wrist and my, you know, get a little coolness in. I control my, it's a process.
You're a picky sleeper. Okay.
But I can't have beings on top of me, okay? Just fuck, yeah, beings. They're everywhere. They're all climbing on top of me, just fucking snuggling into me.
And I will say, you don't realize how Latin Lewis is until you've stayed with him. Lewis goes into a hotel room and turns the heat up.
Oh, that's fucking
which
crazy.
Is insane.
I like
to
it
me.
To be a little that's bit warm.
Fucking crazy.
I like it.
Right?
I like it to smell. Yeah, nah. I like to smell a little musty by the end of the weekend.
Lewis,
all my dirty clothes are just out everywhere in a hot room. By the end of the weekend, that room doesn't smell good.
Yeah.
It smells like a gym bag.
Yeah, like going into a Lewis hotel room is like, you know, the beginning of Apocalypse Now, where it's like the fan and he's just sweating on the floor. That's how Lewis lives in a hotel.
Yeah, no. Turn the air up.
Yeah.
Get it nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't like any of it.
Turn
this
down
dog,
service.
This morning, I opened the garage. The dog runs right out. Runs right at the door. Natalie was already gone, and I had a moment. I was like, all right.
You're just going to let it go?
I was going to let it just go. I really was going to let him just fucking be gone and out of my life. And then I watched him start to run, and I was like, she's going to be so upset about this if I fucking let this dog go. So then I ran out. I was like, Rory, Rory, Rory. And that makes him run faster away from me. So now he's like really just gunning it down the fucking street. So then I remembered like, oh yeah, he's a retarded fucking creature. So what I did, I laid on my back and started rolling around going, oh, da boo, da boo, da boo, da boo, oh, da boo, da boo.
Who's the retarded creature?
Yeah. Well, I was speaking retarded creature.
Oh, okay.
Because he ran right over to me and started fucking licking my nose and face, and I grabbed him. I was like, you fucking asshole motherfucker. Why would you do this to me?
By the way, we're 3 days into him living in this neighborhood. And then I was like, 3 days. Somebody went, what's the new neighbor like?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hate you so much. Put him back inside.
That's what he does when Natalie tries to escape as well.
But didn't you lose that dog? Did you put like an APB on that dog a couple months ago?
We were dating for like 5 days.
Motherfucker, I saw the stories.
I was trying to impress her, and I was like, I gave up. I had a spot that night at the Stress Factory and everything. She lost her dog right when we were about to leave. And she's like crying, and I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to my Stress Factory spot. That's why she fell in love with me, I think, because I spent so much time looking for this fucking dog. That was the moment she was like, he's a good guy. I should have let that dog fucking get hit by a bus.
I should have let him go. Go on.
I don't want a dog.
All dogs go to heaven.
They do go to heaven. And heaven's a better place than my house.
Even the new one?
My new house is pretty dope.
What if you could put the dog in the suicide pod?
Dang!
It would just be like a quick thing. No one suffers.
That's a fucking delightful idea.
And then, yeah, you just leave it in the bed for her to find.
How much is a suicide pod?
I don't think you can buy them yet.
Why not?
They're not out till next year.
I also feel like I can make my own suicide pod pretty easily. Just with some fucking basic materials.
It's just a plastic bag and you tie it off.
Yeah. It's a suicide pod for a dog?
Yeah, it's a bag of dog food with chocolate in it.
Dang!
So terrible.
It's chocolate and poinsettias in a fucking in a dog bowl.
So terrible. I want some terrible motherfuckers, man.
I had a daydream fantasy about, like, because my yard is completely fenced in now, which is nice, right? And the dog just goes back there and runs around. He won't come in, right? And I'm like, come on, Rory. And he won't come in. He's running around in circles. I'm like, come on, boy, come on. Nothing. So I go into the yard and I try to get him, and I'm just chasing him around the yard, and he thinks it's a game to stay away from me. And it's every time, Natalie, is this true? Every time we want Rory to come in, it's a 15 to 20 minute process of chasing the dog around the yard and trying to trick him into being in a corner without looking so then you could grab him. This is my life with this dog. So I have.
Why don't you just put a door in the fucking house, like a dog door, and the dog will eventually come in?
Because then he'll run out the door and never.
He'll run out the dog door. So
if you got a fenced in backyard, who gives a shit?
Listen. I have an idea.
Suicide pod.
I have throwing knives. And I had a genuine daydream, and I would never do this. But like, how long would it take me to kill this dog with throwing knives? Because I'm not very good. I'm not very good. She showed a picture of me and the dog. Send it to Shannon. I'm not very good with throwing knives. Like, if there's a board, like the board's like 15 feet away, and I try to throw the knives, I got 6 throwing knives. If I'm lucky, 2 throwing knives will stick into that board, and that board is still and is designed for throwing knives.
Yeah.
This dog moves, it's wiry, it's skinny. How long do you think it would take you to murder a dog with throwing knives?
How big are the throwing knives?
They're 6 inches, and
so they cover some space.
They're throwing knives. Right, do you know what throwing knives are?
But they have the big ones and that you're supposed to learn with, and then the smaller ones, which are a little harder.
They're like 6 inches. There's no handles on them. It's just all metal. The all metal through. And yeah, you fuck underhand side. Yeah. They're fun.
I'll be watching this show
fun,
on YouTube.
Yeah. These
I'm not yeah, I have a set at home.
I'll be like, damn. Yeah. I would give you 6 throws because I think within the first 4. You're going to clip them, but like on the leg or the foot, and that's going to slow them down enough that you can get.
No, what I think
I say this dog is going to look like one of the bulls. You know the bulls that have like too many swords in them by the end of the bullfight? There's like 50 swords in them. I think this is what this dog looks like.
Well, I don't think the problem is I think it's going to be very difficult for me to stick the knife in this dog. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to be beating the dog with the blunt ends of these knives. They're just ricocheting knives
the
off
handle.
This dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You're beating the dog to death with handle shots.
And I think what would happen eventually, it would be 2 or 3
You're stoning
hours.
The dog to death.
Yeah.
Essentially beating the dog with a knife without stabbing him. You are a dark individual.
Two or three
That's...
hours at least, because it's a pretty big yard, of this dog running around.
Just slower and slower every lap.
Eventually.
Just play cornhole or something.
A couple hours into it.
Eventually the dog's going to starve to death.
He's just, no. He's like limping and fucking into a corner.
Yeah, he's like dragging his head.
And eventually I'm above him and I'm like, all right. There he is.
That's a nice dog.
Eventually, I'm just...
Yeah, what is wrong with this?
Eventually, hey, I'm just...
You can talk this shit. Keep this picture up as you
I'm standing right above him.
Snigger's pussy. Look at that nice-ass picture.
I'm standing right above him. Oh, no, I spilled the whole coffee. On the painting that guy gave me. Fuck. Eventually, I'm standing right above him, and I'm just fucking... And then I get the first one in the side of him. And he's like, he's so beaten up with blunt ends of knife at this point. He barely reacts to the knife in him.
Wow.
Then I'm like, this is over.
Colorful.
And eventually I just take the knife and I just fucking.
Wow.
And that's my fantasy.
I think you'd have better luck just keeping the dog near you while you have a full cup of coffee and you're going to burn it and scald it to death.
Yeah, he just described Lenny from Of Mice and Men learning how to use tools.
Zach Amico is the balance, man. It's the balance of the show. Balance.
Was that too dark? Did it get too dark?
Yeah, it got too dark, but he lightened it up.
Yeah. I think about this scenario now every day of my life.
Oh, okay. Good for you, man.
Snigger
Lewis, wild, bro.
I hate this fucking
dog. Why would I be sitting on his podcast?
I didn't want. I didn't want a dog. I did not want. I didn't. I chose a dog that I had years ago that was a similar problem dog, and I gave that dog to my son's mother, and she has that dog now. I learned my lesson. By the way, it was such an amazing night. The first night we were in the new house, I had Sport. I was dog sitting my old dog Sport, and then we were playing with Rory and Sport. They actually really got along, and Sport slept in my bed, and it was. I'm talking about the sweetest thing. It warmed my heart because I had this puppy when he was 8 weeks old. Like I got him like out of the little crate, and he loved me so much. And dude, now he's 15 years old. He's this little old man. He's so sweet. Like loves me so much. The warmth that I felt when he like laid next to me in the bed, I was like, wait, it brought me back. It really did. And my son's mother, she was like, do you want to take him back? And I was like, no fucking way. Are you out of your mind? I'm not going to be there when this dog dies. I got to deal with that emotion. He's close.
Yeah. Do that for your son, you know?
Yeah, let him deal with it.
Learn a lesson. He's about the right age. He's got to lose.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the every kid had a pet that died at one point. My kid has not experienced that yet. He needs to experience that loss and let him experience it.
Hmm. I had a pet given away, but I never had to experience a pet dying.
Oh, to a farm upstate?
Hmm?
Your farm upstate? Mm-mm. I'm saying your parents killed that dog.
Oh no, I know they sent him to the. They gave him away to the facility or whatever.
So the dog probably actually died.
Probably Pepper's probably gone now. It was a long time ago, but Pepper's probably dead and gone. But
yeah,
goddamn it, I missed that goddamn cocker spaniel, man.
My mom gave away Sebastian the dog, named after
Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. Mm-mm.
You didn't name Sebastian Bark?
I wasn't.
God damn it!
I'm not.
Why weren't you working punch up on his childhood, Zach?
Zach, I'm not clever enough now to come up with that.
Sebastian Bark.
Much less then.
If you don't, you should have a dog now just to name it Sebastian.
Sebastian Bark is a great name for a dog. Johann Sebastian Bark.
Yeah. Johann Sebastian Bark.
My mom, she just a cold hearted bitch, just gave that dog away to the kill shelter. It wasn't even a no-kill shelter. If it just says shelter, if they don't specify that it's a no-kill shelter, it's a kill shelter. They just don't market it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're going.
It's hard to get enough business to stay open if you call yourself a kill shelter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's hard to
By the way, that would have been a great name had you decided to still open up a comedy club.
Kill Shelter?
The Kill Shelter.
Ooh. That's not even that bad. I'd actually go, I'd do a couple shows at the Kill Shelter.
Or not the Kill Shelter, just Kill Shelter.
Kill Shelter? Solid. I would do a show there.
Solid. Kill Shelter. I like it. I like it, Zach. There we go. We're going to wrap this one up in just a minute. Let's see. Is there any other stories here that are inspiring me? Or do I want to save these for... next week. That's it. We're good. It's been a great show. You guys are the fucking best.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that I get all the invites that I get. Because I really don't feel like I'll be contributing too much.
Every time you contribute, you're hilarious. What are you talking about?
I'll take it. I will take it.
You should see what Jacob Williams did the other day. It was crazy.
Jacob Williams?
He didn't speak.
He just doesn't speak in general.
He stared at me.
Oh, no, you got to talk. The point, because the rattlesnake talk, I got to, and of course,
you got to balance it out.
There's going to be shitty racist jokes that I got to go, and
gotta
then call you him come out. In.
If you don't call out the...
It gets pretty meta when you're in here, I'll be honest.
Here's the thing. If you guys, you either have to laugh at my shitty racist jokes or you have to call them out. Otherwise, I'm going to get canceled. If nobody's laughing or calling me out on my horseshit, then I'm just committing hate speech.
Also, they named themselves the Booth Pigs. I saw you give me a dirty look when I said
like,
it before.
God damn. Those are my ladies. When they do, they nice to us.
We know you're an ally, Derek.
Appreciate you. All right, listen to me. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Good night.